CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Morning, Ari.
Good morning, Adam. Morning, listener. If you're out in the car, turn those lights on.
No, I
love days like today. Get to look out the window and judge you if you don't have your headlights on.
I actually prefer the sunny days, but you do you, boo.
Well, we can't see the desk on a sunny day.
Yeah, but you shut them blinds and all's well that ends well, like dog news.
Hey, we didn't get to do dog news yesterday.
That's because we were so
jam-packed.
Or today
in history, we'll like skip it.
We had chilies to eat.
We had so much to eat.
Yeah, and duck fetus. But
yeah, so how are you feeling after that, by the way? Can we have a little catch-up?
Fine.
Bowel movements were all right. Someone was saying that you might have the poos.
No, I was okay.
Oh, good.
Everything's normal. Yeah. Everything's normal. I went home and ate some more chili sauce. I actually had some Ronin chili oil
you
as well.
You ate more?
A red chili?
Yeah, I had some Ronin chili oil on some pizza.
Did you have pizza last night?
Yeah.
I also had pizza last night.
See, we're one in the same, us two.
Yeah, I know. I spend way too much time together.
But are you back on board with the show? Because last week you thought the show sucked. Are you back on board?
I was just revving you up, Ads. It was just funny.
Are you back on board with the show?
Yeah, yesterday was pretty lit. Liked it. Enjoy it. Hey, we've got Concert in the Vines tickets to give away later on this morning.
Which is extra exciting because it's sold out,
it
players.
It is sold out. So the only way, if you missed out, to get tickets is to call us. Not just yet. Do not call us just yet. We're not ready for it just yet.
Later on.
But later on this morning, closer to 9 a.m.
Yeah, we're going to do a little competition because it's worth winning. So you've got to earn them. We're calling it the Jack Black Challenge, but more on that later.
Okay. We're getting excited.
We're going to talk to Casey Barnes too. He has an announcement today, so get ready for that one.
There's a lot happening.
And we should have Sarah from the Cancer Council in too.
Yeah.
In regards to Relay, right?
Yeah, because that launched yesterday. So we'll get all the details from Sarah.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We were just talking there in the introduction of the show about yesterday's show and the duck fetus. So your mum got a bit confused.
I was like, Mum, how was the show? Like, she listens every morning. Like, shout out. Hey, Papa Tones. Hey, Mum. She was like, oh, it was so funny. Like, you know, you ate a duck egg. And I was like, well, I didn't. Adam, and it wasn't, it's like, you ate it. And it wasn't just a duck egg. It wasn't just a boiled regular duck egg. And she, I guess didn't catch on to the fact that it was a fertile egg.
Yeah,
it wasn't just, oh, I'm having a boiled egg. It was like, it's balut. It's like
a little fetus.
It literally is the beginning of the duck growing. And then she was like, yuck.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, exactly why it was so good.
All the footage is up at CFM Tasmania on Facebook, at CFM Tas on Insta, if you can stand it, if you dare.
Yeah, to be honest, it was worse watching back the video.
I agree.
Than being in the studio while you did it.
I ate the thing and it was worse watching the video than eating it. Because I closed my eyes when I ate it. I didn't even have to see it.
And the sound of you going...
Yes,
it was
not
like,
good.
So
watch the footage back if you dare. But we have Rod on at 1-300-655-922. Thanks for holding, Rod. Rod's got a suggestion for a future taste test.
You should have a surstromming challenge. That Swedish fish in a can.
What is it called?
We're writing this down
for Taste Test Tuesday. Swedish fish in a can. What's it called?
Yeah. Surstromming.
I'm just saying, I'm not doing that one, but you should.
Where do you get that from?
There's a couple on the internet. Oh, I don't know. You might have to get it, like, from Melbourne or somewhere, but when you open the can, you're supposed to cover it up because it smells like death.
Yeah, actually, I think I've seen YouTube videos or something about this. Yeah.
Check it out on YouTube. It's very funny.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for the suggestion, Rod.
Yes.
That could one up the chicken fetus or duck fetus or whatever it was this morning.
Play a trick on someone while they're asleep and open a can under their nostrils.
Oh, and leave it there until they wake up and go, what did I do in my sleep?
What the fish?
The Norwegians, they're so strange, you know. Stupid.
Awesome. Thanks, Rod.
Have a great one.
You too,
bye.
Rod.
Trivia trial.
It's time to troll that trivia. Adam has a trivia question for you. If you know what the answer is, give us a buzz. 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Discover the beauty of winter warmth with a Jensen's wood heater.
Question today is, High School Musical starring Zac Efron, Ari.
Mm-hmm.
You love him.
Mm-mm.
You want to kiss his bum?
Why do you say things like that?
Zac Efron's bum, would you kiss it on the cheek?
Yeah, I probably
if
would.
If he asked.
I probably would.
Would you offer, though, or just if he asked?
Could you imagine being like, yeah, I've kissed Zac Efron's butt?
if he asked, or would you offer to kiss it?
Oh, I thought.
Oh, really? You would offer. You'd stray. Is that considered straying?
It's Zac Efron.
A kiss on the butt cheek, is that
just
considered straying?
Just get to straying? The trivia, okay. Mate.
The question is, High School Musical with Zac Efron was released in what year? What year was it released? Do you even know, Ari? You'd have a ballpark figure, I'm sure. But if you know, listening, 1-300-655-922, what year was High School Musical starring Zac Efron released? I'll chuck you in the draw twice if you can also answer the question, would you kiss Zac Efron's bum?
Adam.
Trivia trial.
On 1-300-655-922, we have Mysterious Mel to answer today's question.
Two in the draw because no way would I kiss Zac Efron's butt.
You wouldn't kiss his bum?
No, not at all.
Ariel would. Do you think she's
you
a bit weird?
You would kiss his butt cheek.
I think she's a little weird.
I know, yeah, isn't she strange? Kissing his bum.
You're the one that he's asking me to kiss his bum.
So, Mel, what year did High School Musical release?
2006.
It was. Good work. You called very fast. Did you already know that? Wait, you did some Googling, didn't you? Mel, so mysterious with your Google. Nice work, Mel. We'll chuck you in the draw for that $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. That'll be drawn, of course, Friday.
Thank you very much.
Ari, my mum texted in to the program.
Oh, my God, bless. What did she say?
She said, tell Ari poor Fraser had to put up with this taunting on Edge too. So what she means, my brother Fraser used to do the show with me on the old show down in Hobart on Edge Radio. That's what she means. Poor old
Fraser. The community
Fraser.
Station.
Yeah, my brother had to put up with this taunting too, she said.
What, did you ask your brother if he wanted to kiss Zac Efron's bum as well?
Probably would have, yeah, if it came up. Definitely.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Every time. Will you ever get bored of that music?
No, I don't think so.
If you do, we'll have to change the whole intro completely.
Just brings back the memes from my childhood, that's why.
Today is the 10th of November, so let's have a look, Ari. Let's have a look. The first air-conditioned automobile went on display in an auto show in Chicago on this day in 1939.
Ooh.
For you.
So, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Oh, look out. Isn't she good?
Yeah, thank you.
On this day in 1969, Sesame Street began on US television. It's actually International Sesame Street Day today, which is probably because it started today.
I have a confession.
What?
I actually really hate Sesame Street.
Do you? Because it's got a big bird.
I hate it.
That's why it's got a big bird.
I don't know. I just don't. It just really bugs me.
But it's not for you. It's for the kids.
Yeah, but it bugged me as a kid.
Did it? Really?
I don't like Sesame Street.
You are weird. Kissing Zac Efron's bum, don't like Sesame Street. What's with you?
What's with you?
On this day in 1970, the Great Wall of China was opened to foreign visitors for the very first time. You can see it from space.
Yeah. You can like to do that.
I know that they eat balut over in China too. So you can have your balut while you're on the Great Wall.
If you want. If you're inclined.
So inclined. On this day in 2001... John Howard was re-elected Australian PM for the third time.
We will decide who comes to this country and the circumstances in which they come.
Do lots of people think that he was the best?
Oh, it depends where you stand politically, to be honest. A lot of liberal people do.
Oh.
Him or Robert Menzies, they like.
Don't know who that is.
But if you're more on the left, they don't like him. So
who's the left's favourite?
Oh, Bob Orr or something.
No idea who that is either.
Bob Orr was PM in like the late 80s, early 90s, before Keating.
Look at this history list.
Bob Orr, Keating, Howard, and then 50,000 other people after Howard in the space of 2 years.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
And on this day in 2020, last year, Xbox Series X was released in Australia. Your partner Dill is a bit of a gamer. He likes Xbox, doesn't he?
Yeah, he doesn't have one anymore now.
So what I've heard from my gamer friends, they all tell me the PlayStation's better because they've got exclusive games, whereas Xbox, you can just play those games on the computer, so you might as well get yourself a gaming PC and a PlayStation, and then you're covered. You've got all the games you need, you know.
That's a fair call, actually.
So, you're welcome. Hit music. Competition time, Ari. What are we giving away?
You could say it's the only tickets in the world.
Yeah, because it's sold out.
Yeah.
Go ahead and explain.
Concert in the Vines at Ghost Rock Winery is officially sold out. It's sold out so quickly. We have a double pass, exclusive because it is indeed sold out, to Concert in the Vines happening in 2022, Saturday, March 5th. Headline act is Kate Sobrano.
Yeah, Black Sorrows, Ever Burn and Pete Cornelius also playing. So to win the tickets, you got to play what I'm calling the Jack Black Challenge. So we got three clips of some fella singing. One of them is Jack Black, and you got to guess which one is Jack Black, the real Jack Black. They all sound like him.
Yep.
Which one's the real Jack Black? 1-300-655-922 is the number. Exhibit A.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, she dips beneath the lasers. Ooh, she hasn't tried.
All right, is that Jack Black? That's Exhibit A. Exhibit B. All right, is that the real Jack Black? And here's Exhibit C.
If I drop you from my movie, oh God, that would be great. It's the second time this year that I'll shed some dead weight. You're from New Jersey, but your brain's so fried I had to wear a trench coat.
1-300-655-922. Is it A, B, or C? Which is the real Jack Black?
Every day I'm shuffling.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM.
We've got Reese from Northdale on the line.
Oh.
Oi, where is he?
Reese, where's Northdale?
In between sort of Moriarty and Shearwater.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, sort of close to Wesley Vale.
Very cool.
All right, Reese. Well, we're playing for a double pass to Concert in the Vines. I'll give you those clips again. This is A.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, she dips beneath the lasers. Ooh.
All right, and this is B.
I've been really trying, baby.
And this is C.
If I drop you from my movie, oh God, that would be great. It's the second time this year that I'll shed some dead weight.
All right, Reese from Northdown, which is the real Jack Black?
That's B.
B?
Yep.
It is B.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you just got that.
He has a very, very distinctive voice, Jack Black.
He does, yeah.
To me, they all sounded the same. I would have lost.
No. I was nearly calling as soon as I seen B, and I thought, oh, maybe there was a real sound, you know, one that sounded exactly like, but no, the other one sounded nothing like him.
Yeah, Reese knows he's Jack Black, so he's earned that double pass,
tickets. That double pass is awesome. Yours. Have a wonderful time at Concert in the Vines at Ghost Rock Winery on March 5th in 2022.
All right, so bear with me, Ari. If you have any questions, I'll try and explain them to you. But this has a bit of medical mumbo-jumbo in it, a bit of scientific mumbo-jumbo, as it were. Spare me the medical mumbo-jumbo, Doc.
Okay.
I tried to change some of the words in it to make it a little clearer. So man's best friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know them?
Dog.
Dogs, yeah. They have a lot of adorable traits and habits, would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah, you think they're adorable.
Yeah, dogs are adorable.
Yeah. Fact.
Yeah, fact.
Fact. Yeah, correct.
Simple science.
But the pose, arguably, we all know and love, maybe one of our favourites, the dog head tilt.
Oh, yes. Yes, when you're talking to the dog and it just goes meow.
Mm, or they hear a funny noise.
Yeah, and it just tilts.
There was a specific song, my old dog Scraps, Jack Russell. She used to always tilt her head more than I'd ever seen, like almost like on a right angle to a song that had this horn in it, like this trumpet. Just the trumpet bit would go, and she'd just go, whoa, right angle at the song.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love it? But why do they do it? What do they do in the first place? Well, a study published last week in Animal Cognition, researchers proposed that our dogs might be tilting its head in a reaction to words or objects that spark memories in the brain, like the name of a favourite toy. So the researchers observed the reactions of 40 mostly border collie dogs during object label knowledge tests and analysed the presence of head tilts when owners verbally requested that their pups fetch a familiar toy. Only a few dogs can learn the name of toys even after a few exposures, while most typical dogs do not, read the report, adding that dogs that rapidly learn labels are identified as gift word learners. In this report, right? GWLs, gift word learners. So they're the extra smart ones that learn quicker. So it said in the report, we expected that if head tilting is related to processing meaningful stimuli, dogs that learn object labels would tilt their heads more frequently upon hearing the toy's name than typical dogs. So the ones that learn quicker would tilt more.
Yeah.
They reckoned. That was their hypothesis. See, I'm a scientist too. I said hypothesis. Yeah.
Simple science.
Their theory proved correct. Correct. You're in the draw to win a ticket. Sorry. In a three-month-long program aimed at teaching both GWL, the gift word learner dogs, and the typical dogs, the names of two toys, the gift word learner dogs tilted their heads much more frequently than typical dogs. The difference in behaviour may be signs that they have increased attention or matches in memory upon hearing the name of a visual image. So the more tilting, the quicker the dog learned. So they think it's to do with stuff going in their brain or them noticing stuff. I think is the scientific term. So. But more study needed, of course, it says. Though the new results are exciting, researchers stress the need for further research. But previously they thought, maybe they've speculated that head tilting is just to aid the actual hearing, or maybe it's to see over their snouts was also another theory.
But you're looking at your beautiful dog and you're like, where's your toy?
Yeah.
Or like, you want dinner?
Yeah.
And that just goes, meow. It's like you clearly tilted your head because I'm talking to you about something you really love.
Yeah, but... is it because they're trying to hear clearer or see over their snouts when they know you? Or is it because it's something to do with what's happening in the brain?
It's the brain.
You reckon? You agree with the scientists?
Yep,
you're agreeing with them?
Well, yeah. Go, science! No,
I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. 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 No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be... film.
Song snag.
It's time to get someone to unsnag our scratched up song. If you think you know it, give us a call, 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you go on the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows On with Stella. A breakfast you'll look forward to every day. And if you are heading there, you also get a free bicky with your coffee.
Do you know what that song's called and do you know the artist?
It's making me cringe.
If you do,
unsnag it for us.
If you can, unsnag it, 1-300-655-922. Do you know what it is, Ari?
I know what it is, but I don't know what it's called.
No, you don't.
I'm only human.
Song snag.
Ooh, no correct guesses so far. No. At 1-300-655-922. Here it is again. You know what it is? That breakfast could be yours. People are struggling today with it. What song is it and what's the artist? S. 1-300-655-922. And just quickly.
Oh, I knew you were up to something. I knew you were up to something.
This is what was going on during that song.
Can we just make love now? Ooh, can we just...
It's on key.
What? Why are you laughing at me?
Because it's... Can you hear me?
No.
Because it's not in my headphones. It's only in yours. I only put it on in yours. So I'm just listening to you sing it. Anyway, there you go. But that
sneaky
aside, here's the song snag one more time. Do you know the song name? And do you know the artist?
Song snag.
1-300-655-922. Nathan from Port Sorell is on the phone to let us know what the song name and artist is of this clip. What do you think it is, Nath?
Is it Take My Breath Away by The Weeknd? Take my breath.
Good on you, Nath. You ledge. You got it.
You legend.
Hey.
You are in the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Who would you take with you?
Probably Mum.
Oh, Mama Bear.
We have a special guest in the studio, Ari.
We sure do. We've got Sarah Hurst from Cancer Council Tasmania in with us. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me in.
We have missed you, by the way.
Oh, it's been too long, hasn't it? I've been flat out, and now it's time to launch Relay, and I am all for it.
I'm so excited. Relay for Life is coming back. It officially has launched. Ooh,
yeah, yes.
We had a great time last year. It's like school camp. Oh, this year, sorry. What year is it? Yeah. The earlier in the year. It's like school camp, isn't it? Everyone sits around. It actually is,
and it was the first one I'd ever done. And, yeah, I was very impressed. It was so much fun. We had lots of DMs with everyone.
Yeah, we got deep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a powerful experience. It really is. It's a massive community, Relay for Life. It's our own little community.
Yeah.
And we're waiting for people to join us.
Yeah. So it's launched now. People can join already?
Yeah, you can register online. So relayforlife.org.au. And you can search for one of two events on the Northwest Coast for this coming year to the 2022 season. You can search for Penguin, which is where you guys were this year. And hopefully you'll join us again.
Yes, absolutely. We've already locked it in our calendars.
So I'll tick you off the list. And you can also search for Circular Head. So we're going to have a relay up in Smithton for the first time in 5 years. Unfortunately, they didn't get to go ahead for 2020. And they only run every second year. So they're really excited up on the peak of the Northwest Coast.
And that's a shorter one, isn't it?
It is. So up in Smithton, they're the first in Tassie to run a 12-hour relay. So they're going to be running from 10 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. So smaller community, it works a little bit better for them up there.
Yeah.
Just a different experience. They still have all of the major components of Relay. So we'll still walk laps. We still do our 10 o'clock ceremony, our opening and honour our survivors and carers as our guests of honour. We do the candle lighting at the luminary ceremony and we have our fight back ceremony right at the end where we all come together and commit to fight back against cancer.
Cool. And so if you're out in Circular Head, you have no excuse. You can't be like, oh, I can't be up all night. Or No excuse out there, Circular Head.
Exactly. And, you know, bring the little ones along because it's not so hard to keep overnight.
Yeah.
There's a different way to do it everywhere and it's a great opportunity.
But if you're up for the all-nighter, you can come to Penguin.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Everyone's covered. So.
And you can make a roster and go schedule if you do have kids and you can't be there the whole entire time.
Exactly, yeah. Look, if you are struggling to get people on your team to cover the night shift, give us a call and have a chat to us and let's figure out how we can make sure that you can still participate in Relay. You don't have to have, you know, the younger ones can be there during the morning and the afternoon. They don't have to stay overnight. They can if they like. You can pitch a tent and pop some soundproof headphones on them so that they do get a bit of a nap overnight and they're not too crabby in the morning. I'd need one of those as well overnight. But definitely get a roster together so that you can share the experience among your team.
Yeah, I definitely do recommend though, if you are going to stay, make sure you bring a heater. Really good camping equipment. We were just in our regular CFM marquee with just a deck chair and a blanket. It was a bit fresh.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, we're going to have a full setup this time.
We're going to deck it out. And so how does the money get used that's raised?
So everything raised with Relay for Life goes straight into Cancer Council Tasmania. So it stays right here in Tassie to help our neighbours. So anyone that's impacted by cancer in Tasmania, any cancer, any age, all Tasmanians. And we support Tasmanians by our support programs. So wellness programs. We had Tai Chi running yesterday. We run yoga classes. Art classes, as well as mindfulness at the moment is another one that we've got going. We also run transport to treatment. You've seen our cars driving around and we provide all sorts of different therapy groups as well. So sometimes there's groups that get together for a particular type of cancer. We do one-on-one psychosocial support, all sorts of different things in the support space. And then the other side is our prevention programs as well. So you will have all heard of SunSmart. Mm-hmm. And so we're really proud that those over 90% of the schools in Tasmania are SunSmart schools. So that's something that we run to help our young Tasmanians stay educated about the sun and the damage it can cause. And we run other programs to help people remember to get checked. So you've probably seen the breast cancer bus that's in, Devonport at the moment. So we're really good promoters of those. Obviously monitoring your skin, monitoring any changes in your body. Lots of prevention work that we do. And we also invest in lots of research here in Tassie. So it's all Tassie-based research. So we try and keep it local because that's what we're all about, is supporting Tasmanians and researching the things that are impacting us down here. So, lots of different ways to support Tasmanians.
Yeah, it really goes to a lot of places.
It does.
So get registering for next year's Relay for Life. That's Sarah Hurst from the Cancer Council Tasmania. Thanks for coming in and talking to us about it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy hump day, by the way. It is Wednesday, right? Yeah, it is Wednesday.
It is. Good work. Correct. She's done it. You're in the draw to win breakfast. Anyway, up this hour, Casey Barnes. Before 9 o'clock, we're going to chat with him.
I can't wait.
A new album, new tour announcement. We'll talk to him about it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Who do you want to go to first, Ari?
Let's go to Ren Ren featuring Scarlett.
Oh, what's happening?
He's here with me today. Happy Wednesday. I am here at McDonald's Homemaker Center in Devonport. I have the breakfast perfect free stuff today. Crips Master Loaf, the tasty and delicious cheese and amaze balls thanks to Ashgrove. I got lollies for breakfast. Why not? Friends with benefits, key tags, CFM sticker, and a whole lot more. Few more days as well until Adam and Ari do the Macca's Crawl for Mac Happy Day. Woo! Happening this Saturday, 13th of November, raising money and awareness for Ronald McDonald House Charities. If you have any spare coins in your car, I have a donation bucket here with me and a silly socks for only $5. Come and see me today here at McDonald's Homemaker Center in Devonport. This is your street team, Ren Ren, powered by Harvey Norman Devonport. Have a beautiful day.
You too, Ren Ren. Love your work. What about Takesha? Should we go to her?
Yeah, Takesha, where are you at this morning?
What up, player?
Good morning, guys. This morning, you can find me out in the CFM Cruiser at McDonald's in Burnie. On board, I do have the Coast Best free stuff. I've got fresh loaves of bread, thanks to Crips Master Loaf. I've got flavoured milk, thanks to Better Milk. Of course, I have our CFM Friends and Benefits key tags. I've got some stickers as well. I've also got passes to In The Zone Laser Tag. And to raise money for McHappy Day this Saturday, for a $5 donation, you can get yourself a pair of silly socks from the Cruiser. Or for a $1 donation, you can get yourself a chocolate as well. Perfect for breakfast, in my opinion. So come and find me. I'm at McDonald's in Burnie in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical.
Hey, Takesha, has Lee... Reuben Rod would want to know this. Has Lee Kenworthy got his silly socks on yet?
Not that I know of, but I'll keep my eyes open and I'll report back.
Thanks, Takesha. Go find them. Grab them freebies.
Hit music.
The weekend, Take My Breath on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're going to go to the phones again here.
Oh, we are frothing these ticket giveaways,
aren't
we?
We're frothing the phones.
We are, actually. We definitely are. Okay, we have a double pass to give away to Northwest Safari's Moonlight Cinema. Okay, so they are bringing this Moonlight Cinema to Sheffield with classic movies that will be screened every Friday and Saturday night over summer with refreshments, which we love, available to purchase, and BYO alcoholic beverages, BYO chairs, cushions, or blankets.
Yeah. This week, 12th and 13th of November, they're screening Fargo, classic movie Fargo.
It is MA rated, just FYI.
Yeah. Who directed it? That's what we want to know. At 1-300-655-922. Who directed Fargo? If you can tell us, the tickets are yours. This is an instant win. This is not a prize pool. Instant your tickets.
Win.
Double pass to Northwest Safari's Moonlight Cinema. Who directed the film Fargo? Couple of people. There were two of them.
I feel like they were related.
They direct a lot of films together.
They're brothers.
They're really good. Don't too easy. 1-300-655-922.
Yellow.
CFM. We're giving away double passes to Moonlight Cinema, and Rod is on. Rod, you're going to win some tickets?
Well, I'm going to try anyway.
All right. Who directed Fargo?
Was it Ben Affleck?
It wasn't Ben Affleck, Rod. No.
It wasn't Rod, sorry.
Sorry, Rod.
So sorry about that, Rod.
More tickets tomorrow, though, if you listen out.
See you, Rod.
Card list.
Damn. No Christmas card, Ari.
Damn Bye. It.
Bye. Sorry, Rod. See ya. 1-300-655-922. Rebecca from Natone. Do you know who directed the film Fargo?
We've got a Keith Gordon and a Noah Hawley.
No, did you Google that?
I did.
Fargo, the film? No.
Yeah.
Directed by? Directed by?
Yeah, well, it's got Fargo directors as Keith Gordon, Noah Hawley, Gabriel.
You might be looking at the Fargo TV show.
Probably.
Sorry, Rebecca.
All good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Kiara from Somerset, who directed the film, the 1996 film, Fargo?
Joel and Ethan
Coen. Yes, Yay! The Coen brothers.
Awesome.
Congratulations. That double pass to Moonlight Cinema for Northwest Safaris is yours.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
No worries at all. Enjoy it.
Word sandwich.
More. How does it work, Ari?
All right.
Do you know what we're doing? We're doing word sandwich.
I know.
Look at me.
Okay, we're here playing word sandwich. Okay, Thea, our friend, will give you... We'll give you two words and you need to pick the word that goes in the middle of the sandwich. If you know it, call us 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, we will indeed chuck you in the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. Come in and taste the difference. Thea.
What we got?
Your words for today are super and whole.
Super, okay. Super and whole. Super something, something whole. What's that something? That joins
super
them all together.
Something, something whole.
Super something.
Super something, something whole.
Super something, something
Just think
whole.
About that. $60.
I reckon we take calls now because we need to fit Casey Barnes in before 9 o'clock. We're going to talk to him. Should we take calls now?
Just go for it.
Get on with it. Let's do it. Hello, CFM. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Nicole.
Where are you from?
East Devonport.
East Dev. Here's your words today, Nicole.
Your words for today
are
the word for my sandwich is man, Superman, manhole.
Nice, Nicole. You are in the draw for that savoury box
awesome.
To McCarthy's.
Thank you so much, guys.
No worries. Stay on the line and we'll take your details.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Very excited and happy and pleased and honoured to be once again joined by Casey Barnes, hometown hero, Ari.
I know. Welcome, Casey.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, where was the school that you gave a shout out to last time that you went to?
Ulverston High and Don College it was. So, so a bit of both. So good, lots of good memories.
Shout out to them again today. Exciting things happening for you, Casey Barnes, as well as for us. I'm looking at a bit of a exclusive tour at the moment, and you're starting here in Tassie.
We are starting here in Tassie, and this is a true story, actually. Back when I was going through high school, I think the first time I ever set foot on a stage anywhere was at the Fourth Pub, right?
Mm.
Back in the day, this is a long, long, long time ago. And as it turns out, we're actually kicking the whole tour off at the Fourth Pub on the 25th of Feb. So it's sort of a bit of a cool moment to be able to come back and do it in the home state. We're very excited.
Yeah, what a great way. Obviously, we know he hasn't forgotten his roots, Ari.
No, circle of life. You're coming back. Love the Fourth Pub too.
It's
what a great place.
Yeah, great venue. Obviously, any chance to get back to Tassie. So we're going to be doing three shows that weekend, I think. Fourth Pub, Messina, and one down in Hobart. And, cannot wait to get down there.
Yeah, and a new album, is that right? A new album on the horizon?
Yeah, new album that comes out that exact same day as well, called Light It Up, that I've been working on over the last 18 months. And very excited about this one as well. It's my first album in the last 2 years, so it's been nearly 2 years since the last one came out. And obviously you guys have been playing God Took His Time on You, which will be on the album as well, and can't wait to get it out there.
Yeah, and what about Come Turn Me On, is that on there?
It's on there as well, absolutely. Yeah, so, and there's a few little surprises. We're going to release another single at the end of January as well. So, I think it's all up available for pre-order today.
Yeah. Oh,
breaking news.
You're kicking all kinds of goals, Casey.
What's that?
You're kicking all kinds of goals. I'm seeing here Spotify streams 669,000. And I saw you got quite a USA following as well on the YouTube channel, at least.
Yeah, it's been amazing, especially with the music video for God Took His Time on You. It seems to be resonating a lot with the US as well. We're getting lots of, I guess, new fans over there, which is great. And, yeah, very, very grateful.
Yeah, and so where are you living these days?
Living on the Gold Coast. So we've been up here now for quite a few years, but obviously still call Tassie home, and we try and get down there at least a few times a year whenever we can. But it's been nice. I've been getting a lot of messages from old schoolmates and family and friends that have been hearing you guys play the new song, and they're stoked. So it's Felga. So thank you to you guys for playing it.
It's such a good song. We absolutely love playing it. And tickets go on sale for the tour when?
Yeah, well, basically, that's all announced today. I think all the links are up on my website. And pre-sale starts tomorrow for the tour. So it's She's All Systems Go.
All right, get on that computer, get that laptop out, get your phone, your iPad all ready to go. What time?
Oh, I think at midday tomorrow, and I think the goal we want to try and sell, here's a challenge for anyone listening this morning, we want to try and sell out the fourth pub. I think we can do it. So let's see if we can make it happen.
Yeah.
I think we will definitely dominate that challenge.
Yeah.
It's more like in how many minutes.
Yeah. So hit refresh. Sit there, hit and refresh. You don't want to miss out.
Yeah. We want to break the internet for the fourth pub.
Oh, no, it's going to be great. And, yeah, cannot wait to get down there.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Casey, for joining us. You're welcome on the show, obviously, anytime. And also, when you're down, pop in, say hello if you like.
I'd love that. That'd be great. Let's definitely make that happen.
For
amazing.
Sure.
Thank you so much, Casey Barnes.
Thanks, guys.
Call it the whiskey.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Wednesday. Here we are. Welcome to Wednesday.
Welcome to Hump Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Stop singing. We're trying to do a radio show, Ari. Ari, stop. We're trying to do a radio show here.
What are you doing?
That's my co-host singing off the air earlier, but sounds extra bad with that bed underneath when you're singing a different song, you know?
Honestly, why do you do this to
Come
me?
Come on, ads! Go, ads! Make them! Now war!
Oh, we have fun. Honestly. No, we have fun, don't we?
Go, ads!
I tell you what, we do have some bangers. You're going to be singing off the air more.
Oh, my God! Timberlake is back.
He's coming up.
And he's sexy.
Dean Lewis. Do you love it?
What's sexy back?
Yeah. But do you love him? You think he's sexy? No, object. No, just like be honest. Do you think Justin Timberlake is attractive?
He's attractive in that movie where he falls in love.
Oh, you'd stray. Oh.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Under the Bridge by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Ari.
A red chili.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Someone around
featuring Westy, your bestie.
Featuring Westy. Adam and Ari and Westy, your bestie for breakfast. Someone around the Northwest Coast, I'll tell you what. Their besties are going to be sucking up to them if they win this 10K.
Make this Christmas the best Christmas ever with 10K or Santa's sleigh, where someone will win $10,000.
What did you just say?
If your bestie won 10K, would you be sucking up to them?
Like,
can you just loan me like $10? Oh, come on, you just won 10K. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't either, but...
No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, yeah, girl.
Drinks are on you. Would you say that? You've got to pay?
I wouldn't need to ask. They would suggest that first, I think.
So if you won 10K, would you buy all your friends a drink?
Yeah, a drink, yeah.
A drink, yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. But to win the 10K... Shop. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, splash the cash. Spend some money locally at the participating businesses. The full list can be found at cfmtas.com.au. Places just like Sleep and Style, Deegan Marine, McCarthy's Bread Lounge, Dixon's Pharmacy, Hampton Peters Real Estate, Lemon Tree Provador. So many good places.
Yeah, so have a look at that list, cfmtas.com.au. See where you need to be shopping. You could win 10K. 49 other people will get something off the sleigh. Hey, next, Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Would you stray for him?
Stop it, Adam.
You don't find Justin Bieber attractive?
I would, if it was like one corner Justin Bieber, one Zac Efron, I'm going to Zac Efron for sure.
Oh, okay. Hit music. We're going to do a crawl on Saturday.
Yeah, I love a cooey crawl, love a bar crawl. So we thought, why not live a little? Let's do a McHappy Day crawl.
Macca's crawl.
Yummy.
Big Macs. How many can I feed in one day, Big Macs?
You tell me.
I think if I kept going, I could just keep going forever.
Forever?
I'm just bottomless big pit. I know. Hence the name.
Yeah, but $2 from every Big Mac sold will be donated to Ronald McDonald House of Charities this Saturday, the 13th of November, which is why you're going to take that challenge on.
You're going to wear your silly socks?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You can get a pair of silly socks for $5 too, and the money goes to the same place. Now, can we just stop for a second and admire what a great sandwich the Big Mac is? Because sometimes we take it for granted, the Big Mac. It's been there since we were born. But the Big Mac sandwich, how about it?
I never really order a Big Mac, only on McHappy Day.
It's my go-to. It's the ultimate sandwich. I can relate to that guy in Supersize Me. There's a guy he interviews that's had a Big Mac every day of his life. I think he's had three every day of his life. He's obsessed with the Big
Mac.
That's
a lot.
And apparently someone paid him once to have a Whopper. And he used the money. He ate the Whopper and used the money to go buy a Big Mac straight after the Whopper.
So, really? I like the Big Mac sauce.
Yeah, it's great.
I like that you can just get the sauce and have it on like a cheeseburger.
Smear it on your chips.
Yeah, yummy.
Oh, yummy.
So this Saturday, a Big Mac McHappy Day crawl. We're going to do it. So we're going to go to the ones in Dev, then go to Ulverston. We're heading down to Burnie later, aren't we?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, my. Actually, can you hear my stomach grumbling? It's actually grumbling.
Is it? This is what happens when you talk Big Mac sandwiches.
I'm so hungry.
This Saturday, McHappy Day. $2 from every Big Mac sold, and also the silly socks, $5 for the silly socks. That all goes to towards Ronald McDonald House Charities this Saturday. Don't forget.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari has her stomach mic'd up. Do you want to share with people your stomach grumbling?
I'm so hungry.
It's not doing it.
It's not doing it. It doesn't do it on cue.
Can you do an impression of me?
Yeah, sure.
Do one. Do one.
Hang on.
Here's one. Hello, Radio 7AD. Hang on. Hello, CFM Radio. Hang on.
No.
Hello, Radio CFM 7AD. This is Ariel. You're speaking it's speaking with Ariel, isn't it? Hello, Radio. Do you say 7AD first or CFM?
Can't help you.
Hello, Radio 7AD, CFM.
I think you got it.
Hello, Radio 7AD, CFM, speaking with Ariel. Speaking with Ariel. No, it's more like, hello, Radio 7AD, CFM, speaking with Ariel.
Hello, Radio 7AD and CFM, speaking with Ariel. It's a little bit higher pitch than that.
Oh! I froth.
Yours would be more like, oh, yeah, player, absolutely fantastic pigeon. Yeah, boy. What, you want to kiss his bum?
That's you. On point. I bet people listening can't tell who it is speaking into the mic when you do that.
No, never, mate.
We're back tomorrow morning from 6 with more of that.
Also, tomorrow morning we'll have more tickets to Concert in the Vines at Ghost Rock Winery. It is completely sold out. The only way you can get a double pass is by participating in a little game we're going to play tomorrow.
Yeah. By doing as we say. You must do as we say.
It could be something different from this morning, or it could be something new. Could be really hard. Could be really easy. Who knows?
The only way to win the
sold... Could be any time as well.
The tickets to the sold-out event is to do as we say tomorrow morning. Yeah. Listen out for them tickets.
No set time. Could be any time. So, I mean, sorry, but if you want to win it, you got to listen to the entire show.
Sorry, not sorry.